Totally Predictable Teleprinter, or Toomey Twinge. Exactly who knew her or thought it was true was not in the lore of the land. Precisely whose mother had started the rumour that Edward VIII resembled a tumour was unknown to the soldiers of Far Samarkand. Entirely uncertain her words were reported, methinks their veracity is not at all doubtable. Who can redeem or redress her? What fool, after all, would want to possess her? None of the sailors from distant Nepal. Quite what she intended was never that clear. I hope you will never forget that lifelike potato I fashioned from wax. The secret is suckered in dark cul-de-sacs unknown to the spurgeon of outer Tibet. She finished it off with a turn of the screw. She couldn't bear it any longer. She screwed in her turn the apricot jam and stuffed her great-grandmother's gullet with ham procured from Epping or Onga. He's frightened to use the word Tonga, even though it's not very much wronger or longer. There once was an ocean-bound isle with diameter less than a mile. Its name was Taboo, its natives eschew, the arrogant few, the celibate crew that help with the stew in the bogs of Peru. The celibate who? The ill-drained too. Oh, vile kinkajou, who came in lieu of those ones who upset our Sioux, who grievous grew. Cry, view, halloo! The island knew no kangaroo with less than a luminous smile. From diverse Welsh poets, from volumes of song, came the worst of the words the Emperor disowned, and the things that Big Bernard has never atoned were the songs that the Emperor knew all along. With sundry propellants our rockets are fueled, to Venus we go, then to Saturn anon, but when all the food and the oxygen's gone, we've nothing but sulphur and nitrogen gruel. The verminous vacuum of far outer space, beloved of the coalmen in dangerous pits, who live on plum brandy or sliver bits imported by pirates from arable Thrace. But space is hopelessness, emptiness now, for the town in the sky was unspeakably grand. The Welsh are a nation whose poems are scanned no better than those of this present writer now. The phoneme is a sorry mouse. It helps to stew, it helps to broil, for me, for you. Forgo no toil, I run the doings in this house. The glottal stop the glowworm shuns. Instead it seeks on alpine slopes expiring leeks who know the ropes and disinherit half their sons. By ones and twos, no buns, no shoes. I thought they were the ones. The silent H, it is a beast apart, it helps to fry young Malachi, that wants to cry no lullaby, for such is not his art, of part and parcel, of cart and castle, Colwyn keep the Welsh at bay. Banquet's ghost is here tonight, and who will wash the dishes? Who's the host? Announce a toast, where the fairy with her wishes? The spurgeon's spook is at the door, I trust he shan't gain entry, for if he do, my life is lost, this much is elementary. The intellect that fails to grasp the oracles of Cumae is scarcely likelier to know why sepulchres are tombs. What further truths beyond our Kentish weald are to be fathomed? Talk of wields, remember welders who lisping surely haven't. Don't! Pyrex is a periphrastic P. The ocean is an inconclusive C. My middle name begins with D, but what of that? The bus stop was the tail of a queue, and I was always after you, yet somehow you were too obese or fat. I feel that I could eat a pie, there is a small one for my eye, a-floating in the starry sky. Unearthly zone. Here's the pie, and there's the eater. Here's the whisk, and there's the beater. He lisped to own the new fourth eater, talking on the phone. I see that you are a B. I am one too, pardee. But don't be flat, see sharp today, or else despair. The moo cow came tonight for tea. I'll shriek if she's as square as me, or else it were a crowd of three or thrice a pair. The alphabet's a grotsome place. I'll have it woven twice in lace, and wash therewith my vacant face, so lately stained with tears. The treble clef is key for three to one who mailed the apple tree that grows at home in my country and disdains the use of ears. To symbolists I show my thumbs, insmeared with recent toasted crumbs, as large as buttons on fat men's tongues, whose food is in arrears. Oh, terrible years! The monkey turned the greasy handle and screamed in several languages at once, causing such an awesome scandal that the aging greasy candle Hermes carried in his sandal, he'll wait until the burgeoned bandle use it for their stunts. Organ grinders' weekly payment scarce suffices to sustain their wives in multicoloured woolly raiment. Evil stuff, a fearful shamant, those women that I once to lament, a crippled bee or else a layman's herd in the hives. Midnight struck and laid me lower. Scarecrows filled my mother's cupboard and nibbled off her seventh toe, her favourite grown on Krakatoa by an old potato grower, an expert magic javelin thrower, steering the ship starboard. Oh, tell me, do you kinkajou, oh, slender Loris, tell me true, what deeds does Batman do? Or Boris, in forests at Waterloo, what deeds, what murky deeds does Boris Batman do? He too. I think I'll nip it in the mud, I think I'll soak it in blood, I'll stem the winter flood that rises from the glaciers in coldest Kathmandu. Oh, Roo, lest toast-eating poets examine the drains, we must watch the decaying of porcupines' brains.